You're listening to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me. youtalkingtome.ca. I'm talking to Nina Letty, who is a student at Tisch. Is it, what's the full name for Tisch? Is it Tisch University or Tisch School of the Arts?
Tisch School of the Arts, and it's a part of New York University.
Okay, so you're basically a, I can't say a budding actress because you've done a lot of acting already.
Yeah.
So what would you call yourself? A student of acting still? Or what would you say?
Yeah, a student. Because, okay. I mean, I don't know enough.
And Tisch is in New York. Is it one of the most or the most prestigious acting schools in the world?
Oh, it's one of the most. I like it more than the others, but it's there's a lot of good schools.
But it's like one of the top.
Yeah.
And so you moved from Canada to New York. So that's what we want to talk about, that experience. And you went to New York, was it once or twice before? Before school? Twice?
Twice.
Okay. And how much time did you spend there those two times?
Only 2-3 days.
A couple days?
Yeah.
So you must have been like mesmerized by New York.
Yeah.
And did you take a lot of pictures and stuff?
Yeah, I did.
And was there anything, there's obviously a lot of things that you would probably wanted to do and didn't have time to do in those couple of times you went. Were you able to do some of those things now? Especially like, you know, some of the things that you wanted to see in New York, like aside from meeting, you know, like maybe celebrities and things like that. But did you get to do some of those things that you wanted to do yet?
No. Once you live there, it's like, oh, it's there. It's not that big of a deal.
It's not going anywhere, I guess. But yeah.
I saw the Tim Burton exhibit at the MoMA, and I saw a couple of plays, but it's fun just hanging out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how do you find, say, the people of New York? And how does that differ from where you come from?
It's pretty much the same, but some people over there are really rude. And
are they?
You can't ask for directions. They just kind of pretend like they're speaking a completely different language or something. They don't want to help you. It's pretty funny, but I don't mind.
And how's school going?
Oh, it's great. I love it there.
Cool. And I know that with the school, there's some kind of group that where you guys go to different areas, different places and sightseeing and things like that. Tell me about that. What does that entail? What do you guys do? Is it mostly like geared towards, you know, acting and what you do? Or is it just like to showcase all of New York to you? So for the experience?
They just want to show us the art world in New York in general, I guess. We go to galleries, we go see plays. Sometimes we just go outside and to different monuments and just look at them and observe them.
Mm-hmm.
People watch. That's the best part.
Yeah. So is it art-based though, really? Or is it like, do you go see some of the different architecture and all those kind of things too? Like in the you know, the notable places of New York?
It's very art-based.
Yeah.
Very much so, yeah.
What else have you done there as far as like your sightseeing and things like that? Do you go just out with friends and stuff like that and take in some of New York? Or do you have time for that? Yeah.
I mean, for the first couple of months, we were exploring the Lower East Side, all the dive bars and all the... Mm-hmm. Hookah bars, I guess. You know, that was fun. But then after a while, you want to go up to Midtown. You want to go ice skating at Central Park. It's fun, you know. You want to go shopping, of course, on Fifth Avenue. That's the best part of the Midtown. But yeah, there's a lot to do in New York, and I haven't really even grasped it yet. So
we're talking live back in Canada. And you've been in New York now for how long? How many months? For 3 months. And you've been back here now for the... Christmas holidays for days.
Yeah.
And are you getting antsy to go back to New York?
Yes, I'm dying to go back in New York. There's nothing to do here. I mean, I want to be like, oh, let's go to Midtown and let's go explore the Empire State Building, but I can't do that here.
It's incredible. You just get a taste of that and it's like becomes your life now.
Yeah.
Living in New York and so much to do all the time.
Yeah, it's so full of life, and especially for like being an artist. Mm-hmm. New York City is just like the city of art. It's everywhere. People are doing things, like making things, just like I don't know, you can just feel the life there, and that's what makes it so magical, I guess, you know.
And I guess for what you plan on doing, that's the place to be, I suppose. It's either there or LA, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Do you have a preference between the two? I mean, you've not been to LA?
No, I've never been to
LA. So do you, how much do you know of LA compared to what you know right now of New York? And
Well, I know that LA is very much based on the movie industry, mm-hmm. and I love film, and that's what I hope to pursue. But in New York is where the artists are born. That's where they begin to work.
Right.
It's only after that they go to LA. So I feel like LA is secondary to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have to have a place in probably in both places. And
yeah, of course. I'll have a mansion in Malibu, and you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are. How much longer are you here for?
A week.
Another week? Oh, you're here probably a lot longer than you want to be.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here on the Jabbercast this week about New York. We wish you all the success that I'm sure is headed your way.
Thank
in
you.
The future. All right. Thanks, mm-hmm. Nina.
You've just listened to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.